The debate over fuzzy math.
His numbers don't even come close to adding up.
Serial killer Robert Yates is blasted by victims' relatives.
Do you and the people who bargained for your life, may you rot in hell.
The government report says school violence is down.
America's schools are safe places.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. A group of nonpartisan number crunchers has weighed in on the presidential candidate's proposals for Social Security and Medicare. The American Academy of Actuaries says the plans offered by both Al Gore and George W. Bush are incomplete, potentially misleading, and could lead to deficit spending in the future. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is traveling with the Gore campaign.
The vice president says the report shows he was right in saying that George W. Bush's numbers don't add up, that the experts agree he can't let people invest part of their Social Security in the stock market, fully fund the system, without eventually running budget deficits again.
They confirmed what I've been saying, that his numbers don't even come close to adding up, and they said that he way overspends.
What Gore doesn't mention at his rally is that the same group of experts also criticized his Social Security and Medicare plan, calling his proposed lockbox a fiction. Bob Fuss, CBS News, with the Gore campaign in Davenport, Iowa.
This is Barry Bagnato with the Bush campaign in Pittsburgh. In one of his sharpest integrity attacks to date, George W. Bush portrayed the president and vice president as irresponsible leaders.
In my administration, we will ask not only what is legal, but what is right.
In a speech here, he mocked Al Gore for changing personalities with each debate and accused him of changing his mind with every poll.
When you hold your finger to the wind, you cannot put your finger on a problem. And when you hold on to power for power's sake, you cannot govern.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, with the Bush campaign, Pittsburgh.
Now this.
CBS Friday will leave you breathless with The Fugitive, CSI, and Nash Bridges. Dr. Richard Kimball isn't just running from the law.
I didn't kill my wife.
He's running for his life. Tim Daly in the new hit drama, The Fugitive. Then, if you think dead men tell no tales, you haven't met crime scene investigators.
There is always a clue.
CSI, crime scene investigation. And get ready to kick some Nash.
Let's rock.
Nash Bridges after The Fugitive and CSI, crime scene investigation. CBS Friday. It's all here.
Okay, right into the camera. Give me the love. Give it to me.
You are listening to famed photographer August French as he photographs the image that will go on the label of Mystic Cliffs wine. The flavorful wines made primarily from the premium grapes of California's coastal region.
Hold that right there. Yes.
On the label is a picture of a lone tree on a cliff. August is talking to a tree.
You're beautiful. You're magic. You're
Mystic Cliffs, the delightful wine with the tree on the label.
Yes.
Mystic Cliffs Vineyards, Monterey, California.
A courtroom in Spokane was filled with hatred and sorrow today as confessed serial killer Robert Yates was sentenced for 13 murders. In a plea bargain, he escaped the death penalty and got 408 years in prison. Victims' relatives, like this woman, said it's not nearly enough.
If it weren't for lawyers, proper punishment could be inflicted on you. You need to be turned over to the families of your victims. Yes.
Yates, a 48-year-old Army veteran, offered a tearful apology.
Nothing I can say will erase the sorrow, the pain, and the anguish that you feel.
Reporter Stephen Kaufman has background on this case.
As far as authorities know, Robert Yates' killing spree began with a young couple in central Washington in 1975. In going through the evidence, investigators found that Yates took what appears to be a hiatus from killing several times, sometimes lasting more than 10 years. Authorities got their break in the case when Yates' white Corvette was connected to a man who frequently propositioned prostitutes. When the car was searched, blood from one of his many victims was found on the front seat. From that DNA evidence came Yates' arrest and his admission to 13 murders. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
In Yemen's port of Aden, security was stepped up today at the hotel housing Americans investigating the bombing of the USS Cole. They include Ambassador Barbara Bodine, who was awakened early this morning by a call from Washington warning of a threatened truck bomb attack. Military vehicles with mounted machine guns now surround the hotel. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is hospitalized in New York. His office says he suffered a limited heart attack, but is doing well. Kissinger had a bypass operation 18 years ago. He's 77. Actress Shelley Fabre, whose TV career goes back to the Donna Reed Show, is said to be doing well after a liver transplant in Los Angeles. She's 56. A spokesman says Fabre's liver was damaged by an autoimmune disorder. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hey, here's a little tip for you. The next time some expert tries to tell you about the arcane aspects of digital printing technology, why don't you grab him by his Friday casuals and show him the door? You know, folks, it's not about what's happening inside the printer. It's about what comes out of the printer. It's the output, bucko. Dependable digital output from Ricoh.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
I'm running to the right. Now I'm running to the left. There. But I'm really right here.
It's hard to know where politicians stand unless you read the New York Times, where you'll find in-depth articles and witty columns on all the races.
Oh, wow, man. I haven't been here since the 60s.
When was the last time something you read made you think? Pick up a copy or call 1-800-NY-TIMES for home delivery. The New York Times. Expect the world.
Some reassurance today for parents who worry every time they hear about a school shooting.
America's schools are safe places. In fact, crime in the nation's schools has decreased since 1992.
Attorney General Janet Reno unveiled a government study that shows diminishing violence in schools. Michael Platty is with the National Center for Education Statistics.
Students are more likely to be victimized away from school than at school. On school, this is a very safe location for a student, what we're finding.
Last year, school violence declined for the third year in a row, and fewer students were caught with weapons in school. In Suffolk County, New York, County Executive Robert Gaffney has signed legislation making his county the first in the nation to ban the use of handheld cell phones while driving. Gaffney says he narrowly avoided a head-on collision with the driver talking on a cell phone. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
There's a job opening in Orlando, Florida that pays $53,000 a year. This job is not for everybody. Some people want to make more than $53,000 a year. In Minneapolis, there's a public relations manager who doesn't care how much money he makes, just as long as he doesn't have to live in a place where your eyeballs can freeze. Visit CareerBuilder.com and get the job you want, whether it's across the country or just around the corner. CareerBuilder.com. When is your future?
All right, so some guy pops his head into your cubicle, promising digital bliss while belching out some incomprehensible technobabble about printing technology. Look, tell him you don't give a rat's rump about all that stuff. You know Ricoh has dependable digital printing output, and output's all you really care about. You got that, Skippy? Well, if you don't got it, then get it.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
Some fluctuations along the way, but the stock market finished in positive territory. The Dow up 53 points to 10,380. The NASDAQ up 42 to 3,272. Ernestine Williams is an unlikely ringleader.
You don't have to be a mafia don to run an organized crime group.
Michael Washam of the Florida Division of Law Enforcement says the wheelchair-bound grandmother is no don, but she is organized. She's charged as the leader of a pickpocket ring that targeted shoppers from Miami to Atlanta.
She usually would be in a van or a vehicle outside along with a driver. She instructed the people what to say, what to do, how to look for victims.
Washam says the ring took in up to $50,000 a day from stolen checks and credit cards.
We realize that somebody in a wheelchair is going to get sympathy, but you have to be very sympathetic for the victims who lost thousands of dollars.
Many of the victims, like Ernestine Williams, are elderly. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, October 26th. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.